Next stop on our election road trip, Miles Smith Farm in Loudoun, New Hampshire. Chickens and ducks and long-haired cows that nibble gently at our microphone and look like woolly mammoths.
How would you describe them?
Almost prehistoric. Well, they're a heritage breed.
That's owner Carol Soule.
I'm a Bernie supporter. I feel the burn.
Her farm sits on 35 acres up a long dirt road, and she wishes more candidates, including hers, would find their way to it.
You were telling me you were so kind of annoyed at all the candidates
not coming to the farms. Yeah. In the previous election, we had one candidate come here to the farm, but I took a pig down to the center of New Hampshire, a little potbelly pig, to make my point.
To where?
Oh, at the Radisson, there is a swarm of reporters living at the Radisson, center of New Hampshire. So I thought, if the candidates and the media are not coming to the farm, I'm going to take it to them. And, you know, I need to tell you that many farm animals could be considered democratic socialists. They are in favor of lifetime employment. They're in favor of free health care. We're taking care of each other. I'm on Social Security. I'm getting Obamacare. I'm being helped by the government. And I really am grateful for that.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness, we're in the house and it's a pig.
Inside Carol's home, the farmhouse, is Tazzy D. Moo, the aforementioned potbelly pig, a pet. Outside the house, pigs and cows that are grown for food. This is a sustainable farm. The animals are free-range, the cows grass-fed, no antibiotics. Carol cries when she takes an animal to slaughter. She thinks more people who eat meat should know the animal behind it. She sees her relationship with them as sacred. She takes care of the animals. In turn, they feed others.
Well, this idea of raising food humanely and sustainably is a huge issue in this country now. It's been just growing in leaps and bounds over the last 10 years. Are any candidates talking about it?
Chris Christie stopped by at the Hopkinton Fair, and he shared a story that he and his wife buy local food in New Jersey, and they support local farms. So kudos to him. I do know that farmers are getting support from the government. So we have gotten a lot of support from USDA as a small farm. The big guys get a lot more than we do. And so we're competing on a price basis where we are artisanally raised food that's local, natural. And the big guys are getting a lot more than we are.
In fact, you so badly wanted... Oh, my goodness. Who's this?
This is Curious Blue.
Hi.
Appearing at my elbow like a shaggy character from a Disney movie is a huge riding steer with horns about 2 feet wide over a shaggy face.
And there's a guy on the end of his tether, too.
He's
walking a man.
Yes, that's my husband, Bruce, yes.
Let me ask you, could you do the farming that you do here without the government help?
I could not farm without government help. European countries really know that their farmers can't make it without them. So they get a lot more help than we do.
So many other countries are subsidizing their farm programs. We have to get subsidies in order to compete against them.
And what's the importance of having a small farm like you doing sustainable farming? You know, some would say, well, if it's too expensive and people aren't willing to pay for the expense of your work, then you don't survive.
Well, there's this little thing called food security. So we in New Hampshire have 3 days of food in the supermarkets. And if the trucks stop driving tomorrow, we are, like, messed up. So that's one of the things. And then the other is, look around here at this land. If we weren't a farm, we would be house lots. And house lots are not bad because people need to live somewhere. But once there's a house there, it's not a farm anymore. You'll never farm it again.
Now, once you put a house on a lot, then that's $120,000 plus. And then a farmer can't afford to buy that.
We left Bruce and Carol to their work and their hopes that more people would find their dirt road.
I really love the political season. I'm in love with the New Hampshire primary, but I sure wish more people would come to the farm. 2 weeks ago, we had Walk a Heifer. We had 60 people come just to lead a heifer around the yard, and they loved it. One of our logos is connect with your inner moo. Right, Bentley? You going to say something?
It really happened, just like that, on cue. Bentley the Heifer with Bruce and Carol Soule of the Miles Smith Farm in Loudoun, New Hampshire, one of 4,100 farms in New Hampshire. They have a wonderful country store as well. If you eat meat, it's again raised humanely and sold out of the freezer there. For pictures of our road trip, yes, that is a Scottish Highland riding steer whose horns I'm holding. Go to hereandnow.org.